But now we have a perfect version of the real robot, and now they look perfectly human. But that's not all. Now they're rolling out male robots, not fully functioning in Japan, but women are quietly spending money. I don't think a fully functioning husband handyman is close at all, but maybe one day. That being said, many were skeptical about washing dishes and cooking from a robot. They've perfected that to the point that robots now are making 3-star meals. Japan is perfectly suited for all of this. The rest of the world would be hard-pressed to resist having a robot in their home, too. Cooking, cleaning, and saying they've missed you. Are you sure you don't want one that gives you a nice hug? In conclusion, what's the takeaway from this video? The takeaway is that the robot makers have collectively decided that they will make perfect looking robots. I don't think you understand how far they've come. I think a lot of the videos that you watch are from 2000 or 2006. It's now 2017. Do you think they've been sitting on their fingers? And people said, well, where's the information coming from? Where's the information? I need a reference. I want to buy one. Well, the reason why I didn't tell you where they're from is because they're not at universities. All of the robots that you see, oh, we've discovered this, oh, we've mastered this, oh, we've created this, oh, look at this fully functioning robot here who can carry on a conversation. Well, first of all, most of that information is untrue. The fully functioning wife robot that I'm talking about come from people who make a lot of money. The makeup artist alone makes $250,000 a year. The makeup artist alone. Some shops specifically make the robots to your order. Everything. Hair, eyes, skin, height, waist size, to your order. And people kept freaking out that it was $345,000. Well, it's a one-of-a-kind thing just for you to your specifications. Now, I wanted to say something about a couple of things, a couple of public demonstrations. I believe some of the public demonstrations of AI robots, there's twofold statements that I want to make. A, they're not AI. They're scripted, recorded conversations that the host of the show already knows what's going on. Two, if they really revealed how advanced these robots and how close these robots are already to human beings, I believe the public would freak all the way out. The people that I'm talking about are not in public places. And when I say public places, I mean universities, labs, government labs, or private labs. They're underground. They have a lot of money. And if you want to go work for them, you better be top-notch, top of your everything. They've crossed the threshold for robots looking human-like, but creepy. Now the robots look just like humans, and the best version of humans. And so now we have the women getting in on the action. These people have no morals or anything. They don't say no to money. So women with money are coming forward and say they want one. And these people are saying, okay, thank you for watching. Leave a like on the video.
Between us, it's getting hard to reach out.